Nolte, Rasmussen poll shows no slip in support for President Trump. By John Nolte on January 15, 2021. On January 5, President Trump's job approval rating with Rasmussen was 47%. Today, the president's job approval is 48%. The attack on Capitol Hill took place on January 6. Since then, there has been more than a week of 24/7. Highly coordinated media hysteria attacking the president as a traitor, as guilty of sedition, of being criminally liable for leading a violent coup against the United States of America, and his job approval rating is up a point. Don't pay any attention to media pollsters. Please don't. They're all crap. All liars. All proven liars who have been deceiving and lying to you for at least three election cycles. Rasmussen is one of the few pollsters you can trust. So when Rasmussen tells us Trump's support has not slipped, you can not only believe it, you are offered the opportunity to wonder why. The main reason why is that corporate media no longer have the power to sway public opinion. Look at what's going on out there right now. You not only have the fake media accusing Trump of sedition and of starting the riot, you have all of Hollywood climbing on board and the Democrat Party impeaching him, again. Trump was just impeached a second time, and his job approval rating hasn't budged. In other words, the media and Democrats in Hollywood are only talking amongst themselves. No one else is even listening. These institutions have turned it up to 11 for the past 10 or so days, and have persuaded no one to drop their support for Trump. Nobody's listening to these idiots anymore. Their hysteria is echoing only throughout their own echo chamber. The rest of us are numb to it, don't trust it, and know when we're being hustled and lied to. After all, why would anyone listen to the corporate media? All they do is lie. For 4 years, most especially throughout the last 9 months, the media and Democrats have been openly encouraging political violence, riots, arson, looting, assaults, including violence against the police, including political terrorism against Capitol buildings, and now they're offended? For 4 years, the media in Hollywood and Democrats attacked the integrity of a legal presidential election and then launched insurrection after insurrection in the form of the Russia collusion hoax and the impeachment hoax, and now they're offended? Oh, look, here's something we were told wouldn't happen. The only people who listen to these media idiots anymore are the same idiots. Nothing the media do widens their circle of influence. All they can do is preach to the same choir. Do these media/Democrat/Hollywood idiots honestly believe they can accuse the president of leading an insurrection while hiding that part of his January 6th speech where he specifically asked everyone to remain peaceful and respectful? I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Sorry, it's not 2006 anymore. These double standards, this raging hypocrisy, these lies of commission and omission, might have worked 15 years ago, might have bamboozled the public once upon a time, but not anymore. The shamelessly dishonest corporate media no longer have the power to move the public opinion needle, not even by a point. So all this hysteria and pomposity and outrage happening right now, it's all a show these liars are putting on for themselves as the smart American people keep on keeping and pay no attention to the small, angry, serial liar behind the red curtain. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.